Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, January 10th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mayloff, here, welcoming into the studio our good friends from Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club and Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We have with us, and I'll let you guys introduce yourselves as I say your name, we have Dave Kahns here with us, head coach of the Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club, our Krakens. Dave, always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
We have Amy Marquardt.
Markward.
Thank you. That's a beautiful name, Amy. I want to get that right. Amy is the club secretary. Thank you very much for being here, Amy. And our good friend Dawn DeSarcy is with us, recreation supervisor with the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Dawn, is always good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time, you all. And I really do appreciate the club being in town, the everything that has been put into it. If you don't mind, I would like to start right there, Dave, with what the Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club is and the kind of things you guys do. And it's also an opportunity for me to say Krakens. I just love any opportunity to be able to say that, sir. I'm gonna take it every chance I can in this interview. But Dave, thanks for being here.
Well, you got to remember, too, that, you know, the famous line, release the Krakens.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
what we kind of...
As an 80s kid, I have to, yeah, I can't, Clash of the Titans is still playing in my head right now as you say that, yeah. But how is the club? How are things going?
Well, we found it an opportunity that we needed a swim club here in town because we just really didn't have one. And if you remember back in the 70s and the 80s and even in the 90s, Wisconsin Rapids was just a powerhouse with swimming. I coached a number of years down in the Milwaukee area, and I just absolutely hated Rapids coming down to the metro area because they beat everyone. And now I had an opportunity to move to Wisconsin Rapids after my retirement, and I thought, you know, we really should put this back in town. You know, given that water is in our name, it really should be a part of the community. So we... I've got some individuals together, and we put some parents together, and we approached the rec department, and boy, everything just fell into place just like one right after the other. The club right now is an educational type opportunity for kids. It is an ability for them to be part of a team, to practice their skills at learning the four strokes that we have, mm-hmm. butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, and freestyle. And it's a club organization and a team function. Mm-hmm. So the kids have relays, they have individual events. What I like about it is that right now we have a meet coming up tomorrow at Merrill, Wisconsin, and we have 35 swimmers that are going to attend that meet. Not five like a basketball team, mm-hmm. not nine like might be on a baseball team. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets the chance to swim. Everybody is a part of it. So there's no restrictions on ages, on abilities. You don't have to be a great swimmer to be a part of our club because of the age group process. You're only swimming against, if you're eight, you're only swimming against eight-year-olds.
Yeah.
If you're 10, it's 9 and 10 and so forth. And given the fact that there are so many heats and you're based on time mm-hmm. rather than ability, it makes a great opportunity for kids to get involved, not only as an athletic type thing where they're going to become stronger mm-hmm. and swim better, but it's also team building. You get a chance to meet with all kinds of kids, not only from our club, but from the individuals that come to the invitationals. We'll probably see about eight swim clubs from the area that'll be there, and we'll be competing. So there's an opportunity to make those connections with other kids, other parents. They get to talk, you know, how's your club doing? Well, this is a great idea. We'd love to see that. And, you know, they talk to our parents. I don't know how many times, so I've been sitting on the deck, and other coaches have watched our kids, and they'll come to me and say, well, what are you doing that these kids can do that? And then I'll spend time with them and actually lay some things in the activities that we do here in Rapids and mm-hmm. the practice times that we have and what we actually do during a practice. So it's been really a growth for us, mm-hmm. and we're just starting our second year.
Yeah.
We're almost close to, what, 60 competitors mm-hmm. right now? So we've doubled in size.
Yeah,
80% of our kids are 10 and under. So building that kind of base and continuing to grow that kind of base will really see great things in the future for the Krakens.
It's noteworthy, Dave, all the things you mentioned there. A couple of those things we'll come back to. One of the things that I think that should be brought up as well, though, and I appreciate the giving of compliments and handing our flowers out as we have to the community, to some of our other members and some people even in this room. But, Dave, I do want to throw this back at you a little bit, too. You brought up a key word in that sentence in what you were saying there, retired. You're retired, sir. You're not doing this right. You're not. In all seriousness, you have a skill set, you have an ability to be able to offer to our community that we don't necessarily have just laying around. You doing that is just as noteworthy as everything else you've mentioned. It is very appreciated that you're doing that for these kids, for our community. The empowering of kids. I was just talking with the superintendent Nakusa about this. And as adults, I've got three kids. They're all in their 20s. They're not in the school district anymore. They're not doing those things. That my job has not changed. My job is still to help empower kids. It's still to help the youth. The greatest investment any of us will ever make with our time, with our money, with anything is investing in kids. I looked it up before the interview. Kids are still the future, it turns out. So to any of us doing, all of us doing that in whatever ways we are is all impactful. And then to be doing that at your age and when you could just be sitting back, watching your favorite TV show or something like that, man, it's very noteworthy and I appreciate it. And I wanted to make sure that we made note of it. And wanted to talk about the event coming up too that you touched on, Dave. We've got a meet right around the corner. And Amy, if you don't mind coming up to the mic a little bit, because I want to make sure the audience hears you on this one.
Yes.
Can we tell people about the meet, how they can attend it, what they're going to be seeing?
Yes. Well, January 25th is our first Kraken Home Meet. We're part of the Central Wisconsin Swim Conference and having our first regular season meet. We've had a great response from parents and families all wanting to come in. How do we volunteer? What needs to be donated? We've also gone into different local businesses, Thank You, Pick and Save, and Walmart that have offered us money for our concessions. And we've also gotten response on raffle baskets. So we'll have a very nice selection of raffle baskets if you want to stop down at Lincoln High School on January 25th and really support our team. We're going to have over 300 swimmers across Wisconsin. We're hosting 6 teams. So we're very excited to bring this to the community and hoping that this is more meets to come.
With for one, I think another thing that Dave touched on, I wanted to make sure to come back to, was how popular swimming is in this area and has been for a very long time, and the revitalizing of that and bringing that back. I think we're seeing that not only in a second year of this and hearing some of those numbers there, not just with the attendance, but the people that are coming in. But I think one of the key parts of that is what you mentioned there about people, individuals in the community, parents, different people wanting to be a part of this, wanting to volunteer, wanting to help be a part of it and everything. That's just as noteworthy as the event.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's really impressive, and it speaks to how much we love this this sport in this area, and how much this helps kids. Something that Dawn and I and our Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau have talked about before, and we've talked about with our YMCA a lot, is how important it is for kids to learn to swim, just in general swimming, and so them getting more comfortable with that, and the more reps they get in within the water and understanding it, regardless of where they go with this, swimming in general, if they continue to do it in school or even in college or anything, or they just become avid swimmers or lovers of swimming. All of this, there's no downside to this. There's no negative side to this. It's all great. And while it all is about empowering them, it's also fun, the competition part of it. It is
yes.
fun to kind of root for your teams, root for your kids, that part. We all love a good, some competition. It
yes.
brings out things in people, too. There's nothing wrong with that. I think part of the event, too, is the raffle. If you are going to have an event, I talk about this all the time. Any event in Wisconsin, have a raffle attached to it.
Yes.
And I say that jokingly, but in all seriousness, people love raffles. And they sometimes that's what brings them out.
Thank you. Yes.
Do want to thank the people that, help those baskets, those raffles come together, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Big thank you to all.
A lot of families coming in. Raise Coca-Cola has donated a few baskets. We're getting some other baskets from some auto dealerships and mm-hmm. everything. So hopefully we'll have a nice selection for everyone to come down.
With the event coming up and everything, has kind of the deadline closed for being a part of things if you wanted to donate to the raffle or put into it or
no,
anything?
No, we're still looking at for donations for concessions and for our raffle basket. So, you know, feel free to email info.wrsc.swim@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to work with you to see how we can connect and make this a success.
Before we wrap up, we'll get that email out there again one more time. And thank you, Amy, for that. And kind of bringing this to all of you here, but one of the things that stands out to me also about this event is the opportunity for kids to, you know, interact with other kids from other schools and other places and so much of that. That's a really fun aspect of this, the community aspect of this and bringing so many people together that may not be in the room together with, otherwise. That is a fun part of it. And certainly, again, getting back to the revitalizing of this sport in this area and really like being a part of that. It's an investment. And while things are, we're hearing the numbers that we do this year, I can't imagine 3, 4, 5 years down the line where these numbers are going to be and how popular this could be and getting it back to where it was. It's a really powerful thing. And everybody can take a little pride in that, I think. When it comes to the event itself, do we need tickets? Can you just show up? How does that
work? Yes. Nope. There's no entry fee to come. You can come. I think we're starting it at 9 a.m. I'm sure that'll be in the city times as well, mm-hmm. when closer to the event. But yeah, 9 o'clock, and it'll probably go to around 3:34. Yeah.
And when it comes to a swimming event, say somebody out there sounds they're interested in this, Dave, but maybe they've never attended a meet before. They may not know the rules or the scoring or some of these things. As somebody who walked into the sport late and everything, just a good friend of mine was into it. I found that I was able to adapt and pick up really quickly how this works. And I think a lot of us watch Olympic swimming. I don't want to say it's the same type of thing, but I feel like if you've watched Olympic swimming, you have a bit of a gist of an idea of what you're going to be seeing.
Yeah, well, the way our meets lay out is that because of so many kids being involved in it, the morning session starting at 9 o'clock, you'll see anybody that's 10 and under. So there's two sets of relays that the kids will be swimming in, and then they will have the individual events. Then starting around noon, the warm-ups will start, and then we'll have our 11 and older kids that will swim. But it's just not down and back. We've got swims that'll be the 1,000 freestyle. We have the 500 freestyle. We have 200s where the kids will swim 8 lengths of freestyle or backstroke, breaststroke. So it's not only just down and back and the quick and easy, but some of these are very, very challenging. And we have, just to talk about our club a little bit, you know, we were able to attend the state meet last year. We had 4 competitors. Well, the way it works, though, is when you age up, now you're in a new age group, and now the times get a little faster. So we're right in between that. But, boy, we have probably about 8 kids that are right on the verge of making that next leap to where not only we're going to compete locally, but we'll compete at the state level. We're not quite there yet. But, you know, when you're talking about a kid who is 9 years old, now has to make those cuts. He turns 10 years old, gets a little easier, but you really have to hustle when you're 9 to make cuts that are required of a 10-year-old, and that's where the conditioning and their dedication to the sport really pays off. One thing, though, I wanted to touch on, though, too, is that, you know, with our kids, you know, we have a lot of troubled teens and a lot of kids, and I actually go out there and try to find those kids to bring them to the pool. Because if you're dedicated to a sport like this and you can come to the pool, work with other kids, you're not only learning a sport, but you're also working team leadership, team building, sportsmanship. It really pays off. And I've talked to some of the administrators over at our middle school that when those kids are coming to practice and they're kind of wore out, you know, it kind of increases their studies and their ability to function in a classroom, and we're out there trying to find those kids and bring them to us so that we can do something for them.
Appreciate that on many levels, one for our community, one for the future, but just on a personal level, I was one of those kids. I was a knucklehead, man. I really was, and there's no way I would be in this chair. There's no way I'd be in the position I am in life right now without sports. whether it was my father teaching me boxing at a young age or me moving to this area, and I was horrible at making friends. Just could not be worse at it. But as soon as kids saw how fast I was, all of a sudden they knew my name. and I started making friends real quickly from that and everything. And before I know it, I'm in track and field, I'm in football, I'm in basketball, some of these things. Athletics do so much more for every Michael Phelps, Katie Ledecky, for all the things that we could hope for out of these kids or the dream of. It is so important that they're just getting those experiences. They're getting that chance to build themselves up, to build some confidence. And doesn't hurt to wear them out a little bit. That never hurts a little. As a parent, I will say that certainly doesn't hurt. I would like to also touch on one other thing that you brought up, Dave, that I think is really great, and especially having Dawn here. And that's kind of rewinding a little bit and how this even came to be. And you've mentioned it, and I mentioned before even, where this wasn't as it was popular when I first came here. When I was in high school, I graduated in the late 90s, and it was still very popular then. But it did fade for a little while there. To bring this club back, to bring swimming really back in force in this area, it took a lot of people behind the scenes, took a lot of work. You touched on this a little bit before. And Dawn, we were talking in our pregame a little bit about this as well. Dawn, how did this develop from your perspective from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau?
Well, Dave actually approached me, I believe, first, right? And we kind of talked about getting the club together, and there were more involved. Obviously, we've got Dave, we've got Amy, we've got several others who were so involved in getting this going. Such a dedicated group of parents and volunteers and the kids, I mean, the swimmers. We had to get the okay from our commission because it's a big program for us. This was a huge undertaking and a lot of details to iron out and get figured out. And it was kind of a slow process to get it going. I know we got started later last year than we had hoped, but we had to make sure everything was covered and we had done things correctly. And then once we got it going, it has taken off, as you can see. But not without the dedication of everybody else. I mean, we had a small part in it compared to the dedication of everybody else that has gotten this going. So we appreciate them bringing it to us, but it's been quite a... It's been fun. Been fun to see it take off.
There are any foundation, there are no small bricks. Every foundation needs bricks, needs a foundation. And so your part in this, or Dave's, or anybody's parts in this, or none of it happens without those pieces.
Right.
And it's such and I say that not just out of pride, but out of love of this. I love this event. I love what is happening with this and everything. And it's so, I don't know about you guys, but taking a step back and seeing the big picture of this, how this impacts the future, how this impacts kids and everything. I don't know how you can't be excited about it and really, really excited about the meet coming up as well. When it comes to the work that the Bureau still does with the swim club and everything, are you guys still involved intricately with it as far as like promoting it and helping these events get out there and such?
Oh, yeah. They still are dedicated with that stuff.
Great. Right. And that's certainly key to helping this survive and get on its feet and everything.
Yes.
I imagine, working with the rafters when they first moved here, and then eventually at some point, they're okay. They can advertise for themselves that. That's kind of where I'm going with this, where we're hoping to build up the swim club, where not that you're not a part of it or helping promote it, but that it's a little bit more on its own. So I think we're getting closer and closer to that, and events like this really help. As we're wrapping up, I do want to let people know how they can get their kids involved with the swim club and certainly go over the details of the meet again. So just real quick, Dave, how people can find out more, whether it is getting their kids involved in this sport or maybe volunteering and helping out with it. How can they do that?
Well, we are at the Lincoln High School pool. We're at the community pool, and we're pretty much there every single night of the week now between 6 and 8 p.m. We have our practice schedules. Last night we had 35 kids in the pool. So it really is quite a show to watch these kids as they compete, in the pool and have their practice sessions. So you can come on down and stop in and see what we've got going on. There's, you sit on the bleachers. We got plenty of bleacher space. We have a phone number here for the rec department, 715-421-8240. And then we also have a Facebook page that they can go ahead and look at for the Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club. So that'll give you an idea of the activities. We've got thousands and thousands of pictures out there, so you can kind of see what we look like. Of course, everybody's familiar with Facebook. And then, you know, the rec department itself is a great place to get that information. And Dawn is certainly great to steer those people to us so we can get a chance to talk to them. And I'm a substitute teacher for the district, so I'm out in the schools all the time handing out little flyers. And the great folks over at Assumption are real happy to have me over there. So it's not just the public school system that we're reaching out to. It's all the schools.
Yeah.
Would just like to mention, too, we have swimmers from Port Edwards and Nakusa and, you know, out surrounding areas. Is Rudolph.
And I think Pittsville.
Yeah, and we have Pittsville swimmers as well. So it's not just Rapids. Because we have such a an eight-lane facility, 25-yard, beautiful, beautiful pool, we've got kids coming from all over the area to be part of this. So it's not just Wisconsin Rapids. It's everybody around that hears about us. And I have a great relationship with Think Academy up there in Rudolph, and we have four of their youngsters out now that come to every day for practice. So it's a community effort.
Yeah. Great to hear that. And keep that in mind to all you listeners out there, wherever you are listening to us in the area, your kids are welcome. We want you to be a part of this. And when it comes to the meet coming up, Amy, if we can just touch on the details one more time, when the meet is and how people can attend.
Yeah, so the meet is January 25th, Lincoln High School. Warm-ups will start up before 9. We start at 9, like David mentioned, 8 and unders in the morning. I'm sorry, 10 and unders in the morning and 11 up in the afternoon. So, yeah, we're excited.
And that info you gave us earlier, if anybody wants to be a part of things, whether it's, you know, adding to the raffle baskets,
out there.
It's a little pun intended right there. Anything like that, if they wanted to reach you for that.
Yeah, so you can reach us on Facebook or info.wrsc.swim@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to work with you and give you some, you know, have your logo posted at our meet and whatever we can do to share how great our community is.
Appreciate that, Amy, and thank you very much for the time being here today. And, of course, Dawn, as we're wrapping up, want to remind everybody how they can reach out to the Bureau and find out more and great ways to promote, whether it's your business, your nonprofit, your event, whatever it might be. Can I encourage you enough to reach out to our Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau? How can they do that? I got a website here. I can tell them.
I was going to say, on the CVB website?
Yeah. Go to visitwirapids.com. Visitwirapids.com. You'll be able to not only find a calendar of events of other great things going on in our community, but to be able to reach out to the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, find out more ways that you can be a part of the community, get your events out there. And there are so many great things going on in our area this week, and cannot encourage you enough to check them out. I keep focusing on the River Kings. I'm sorry. I'm a hockey kid. But not only is that going on this weekend, but you got the Winter Farmers Market kicking up again at the Moravian Church. That is kicking off again tomorrow, and plenty of other great stuff that you can find at visitwirapids.com. Visitwirapids.com. Thank you all for the time and everything you put into our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to the heart of this station, Pam Hilke, and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week, right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.